Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to the Elevate Your Soul podcast. Today's podcast episode is different from what I usually do, and it's very interesting because I brought 7 top leaders in their field and asked them their top 3 suggestions on how we can thrive physically, mentally, financially, and spiritually during this lockdown period and during this unprecedented time we're living in right now. I've interviewed business coach, speaker, investor, and philanthropist Chris Harder, high performance lifestyle coach and luxury brand business coach Melanie Ann Layer, musician, performer, and visual artist Nick Broadhurst, relationship coach and host of the True Sex and Wild Love podcast Whitney Miller, men's work and breathwork facilitator and love and relationship coach Stefanos Sifandos, trauma healer and coach Kevin Crenshaw, and hypnotist, coach, and speaker Nicholas Spahn, and myself at the end. I will give you, and we will all give you, our top 3 suggestions of how you can thrive during this lockdown period. I also have made a video for this, and it is uploaded on my YouTube channel for this podcast, Elevate Your Soul Podcast. It is on my Instagram, on IGTV, and on the Elevate Your Soul Podcast Facebook page. I hope you guys love this podcast episode, and I highly suggest watching the shorter, briefer version of the video that I've edited online. I hope you guys enjoy. Hello, Chris Harder.
How you doing? Good to be on.
Thank you so much. Can you give us your top 3 tips on how people can thrive financially during this lockdown and pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I know it's a time of like fear and uncertainty, but this doesn't have to turn out to be a bad story. This can actually turn out to be one of the most positive periods of your life when you look back on it. And that's probably the first tip. The first tip is this. Don't get caught up in the negative propaganda. Don't get caught up in the fear. Don't panic. I know what it feels like to be broke. I've been there before. I know what it feels like to think you have no options. I've been there before. I know what it feels like to have lost your job. I've been there before. But I'll tell you this, you make better long-term decisions when it's not from a place of panic, when it's not from a place of scarcity. And because I've been there before, even if you just have to borrow my faith for right now, I want you to know that you're going to be able to look back on this time with actual really fond memories, because this is the time that might force you to pivot into something you were meant to do, or this is the time that might be the chance for you to reinvent yourself and show up in the way that you really wanted to show up. And so if you don't panic and if you don't buy into the fear, then I can tell you that you'll come out the other end of this thing a success story. So that's the first tip. The second tip would be this. At the same time, you need to reduce your expenses and find a way to increase or invent new income. And what I mean by that is call up every creditor that you have, call up your landlord, call up your mortgage company, call up your car loan company. They know times are tough and they're being flexible right now. So I want you to call and negotiate either a payment deferral, right? Take some payments, get a pause, put them on the end, or negotiate that they stop the interest accrual on your credit cards and on your loans. They're doing a lot of really cool things to help people, but only the people that ask for the help. So, number one, make sure that you're asking for the help and you're reducing those expenses as much as possible by doing that. But then at the same time, I need you to start thinking about how you can invent new income. And for some of you, it's going to be inventing a side hustle so that you can increase your monthly income, because when you do that at the same time as lowering your outgo, that creates that profitability gap that you want. For others of you, maybe you lost a job, you got sent home, and it's going to be inventing brand new income that you'll ride off into the next several years as a brand new business. I can tell you this, with absolute certainty, during this time, there will be more brand new products, more brand new solutions, more brand new businesses, and even for some of you, more brand new success stories and millionaires created coming out the other end because of this pressure to invent new income and to say, never again will I put myself into this type of financial situation or put it into somebody else's hands. And then number three would be this. Make sure that you surround yourself with incredible individuals that are going to make sure that you've got all the right thoughts in place, all the right actions in place, hold you accountable to the financial goals that you're setting, hold you accountable to this new side hustle that you're starting, and make sure that they're in your corner. A lot of times the people in your circle, whether it's online or in person, a lot of times they will accidentally sabotage these new goals that you have. And they don't mean to, but they may be sharing their fears with you. They may be telling you, oh, that's not going to work. They may think that they're looking out for you. And those aren't the kind of people that you need in your circle right now. You need people that are going to say, go for it. You need people that are going to say, yeah, I believe that you can create this income, that you can make this business happen. You need people that would say, you know what? Take the risk. If it fails, you're no further off behind than you were before. And so the people that you really tap into right now are going to make all the difference.
Hello, Melanie. Can you give us your top three tips on how people can thrive and maintain their well-being during this lockdown period?
So the number one thing for me is to remember that it's going to pass. And every single thing on this planet that happens has a beginning and an end. And in hindsight, we have a story. And it's always like this, no matter what we're going through, whether it's a lockdown or just a hard time in life, there's going to be an end. And after the end, there's going to be a story. So what's the story going to be? And really living this lockdown in a way that's like, how do I want to tell the story of this in hindsight? That's really helped me go next level during this time. Number two is remembering that everyone is going through it. So a lot of times we feel embarrassed about how we're dealing with it and we're getting really upset by it. Like I, in my human design, am a person who does not like rules. And I love freedom. I live for freedom. The whole reason I built my business is so I could be completely free. And this is like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And the pandemic actually hit while I was in Hawaii with all these amazing plans to go, you know, to all these beaches and all these places. And it's like, no. And all the plans changed and my sacral authority was like, I don't like the rules. Just remembering everyone's going through it and there's no shame in being disappointed. There's no shame in being upset and it may have set your plans backwards. Like my wedding is in October. I don't know if I'm going to get married and it's hard, but everyone's going through it. And in a time where we're more apart than we ever have been, we're actually closer because for the first time, everyone is experiencing the same problem. And that's actually quite an incredible thing. So remembering that is the second one.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that.
And number three is just to remember that in every high and low in our life, we can make incredible things happen. And this lockdown is really difficult in the moment, but in hindsight, as I said before, it's going to be a story and it's going to be a moment to look back on and say, I learned XYZ. In life, we make memories and we learn lessons. And this is a big lesson for a lot of people. When I think back at how many things I have learned during this hard time, it's been worth every minute of what I haven't been able to have. And if I look back at every difficulty I've ever been through in my life, it always comes back to the same thing. There's things that are hard in life and there's things that are incredible. And when we leave this planet, we leave with memories of what was great and lessons of what was hard. And if you've learned even one lesson in this lockdown, then you've come out a winner. No matter how hard it is and no matter what it cost you, if your life changed even just a little bit through this, then you came out a winner.
Hello, Nick.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
Can you give us your top three tips on how to thrive during this lockdown period?
Yes, I would love to. I think, you know, one thing I keep bringing everything back to lately is coming back to the basics. And one of the most basic things we can do right now to strengthen our immune system, to just really stay in balance, which is so important when the world's really going through this chaotic phase, is to sleep properly, right? It's just so simple. And a lot of people have a different, I think people have different stories around sleep. Oh, I'm a night owl, or I'm not an early person, these sorts of things. But you can change that completely. And if you're a night worker, it's different, of course. But you can create your own paradigm when it comes to sleep. You can become whatever you want to be. Me personally, my sleep pattern is asleep by 8:30, awake by 5:30. And that is very, very close to what the sun is doing where I live. And so I'm, at the end of the day, I'm an animal. I live in nature and I'm trying to keep my physiology as much in alignment with nature, and doing that with your sleep for me is absolutely ground zero.
Yeah. Beautiful. Number two.
Okay. Number two, I think is probably something a lot of people will mention, but it gets mentioned a lot because it's super important, and it's meditation. So it's taking that rest again to the next level. And here, instead of resting the body, you get to rest your mind. But in the process of doing that, you're also resting the body. So it's a beautiful way, again, to stay in balance. And everything I'm speaking about today is all about balance. I think it's very easy during these sorts of rough times to get thrown off our center. So if we're sleeping well and we're meditating, we're going a long way to maintaining our own center. And meditation really is, for me, is something which is a non-negotiable. It's been part of my life now, twice a day for 12 or 13 years. And the type of meditation I do is a Vedic meditation. It's 20 minutes twice a day. And there's been science out there that's shown that 20 minutes is the equivalent of 4 hours sleep, right? So I think we can all get a bit more of that.
Yeah.
And number three, I think number three, you know, tune out, unsubscribe to everything right now. Mm-hmm. We just don't need to be knowing statistics. We don't need to be seeing what's happening. Because number one, we don't even know if the data is real. We don't even know if it's accurate. We don't know where it's coming from. We don't know what the agenda is. So why are we tuning into it and letting it influence our entire world? Our emotional state, our spiritual state, our physical state is getting affected by the news, by watching the death count and the reports. I mean, it's like, you know, the COVID Olympics. It's ridiculous, right? So for me, number three is opt out, unsubscribe, tune out, and spend more time going inward and, you know, spending time with the people who are around you, who can be around you if you do live with people, and really going deep with them. Doing FaceTimes, having deeper connections with people that you don't get to speak to a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, just finding different ways to connect with other people and within yourself as well.
Hey, Whitney.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. Can you give us your top three tips on how we can thrive in our relationships during this lockdown period?
I can. I mean, we are living in a world that's completely unknown, so we're going to have to figure things out as we go. My top three, one is self-responsibility. So take some time to get quiet, understand what's going on with you. Why are you getting so triggered? Are there certain things that are coming up for you that you haven't, you know, felt before? Because it's really normal, because our foundation has been shook to mm-hmm. a, you know, and that's going to bring up a lot for you. So I would say take some time to really take a hard, good look at yourself. Two, schedule in alone time. Make sure you're not constantly on top of each other all the time. It's going to really help if you can take some time to nurture yourself, give yourself some love, fill your own cup. I mean, that's how you're going to be able to, you know, show up in your relationship, and you're not going to be, you know, sending daggers to your partner all the time. And then three, I kind of have, there's like a 3A and a 3B. I think it's really important for couples to have date nights. Like, I know that we can't go out and we can't go to our favorite restaurants, but that doesn't mean that you can't have your own meal here. A lot of places are doing to go. So you can, you know, cook that together here at the house. You can play some music, you can dress up, put on some lingerie, you know, and really like play it up, have some fun with your partner. And then my second, my like 3B to that is take this time to explore each other sexually and have the hard conversations that you haven't had to really understand what you truly want in the bedroom, what you really desire, and what are the things that your partner does that you really love. And so I think like having all of these three or four come together can really strengthen a relationship in this unknown and kind of, you know, scary time.
Hello, Stefanos.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. Can you give us your three tips on how people can thrive and maintain their well-being during this lockdown period?
Absolutely. So the first thing is do your inner work. We have to do our inner work. Now is the time. Any time we're presented with a change in our environment or a change in our behavior or a change in our circumstances where we have space to reflect on who we are, who we've been, and where we're going in a different way, it really is an opportunity to do that deeper inner work and get clarity on who we want to be in the world and maybe make some big changes or small changes in the way that we're being. So take advantage of these times where, yes, there's turbulence in the world, and yes, it's going to be bringing up a lot of stuff in us. And so that do your inner work is part of the emotional processing. And some of us may have to process emotionally on a day-to-day basis. That's super necessary. That could be an anger release, could be an emotional release, but moving it through our body somatically, feeling the feelings, not numbing ourselves, not ignoring it, not distracting ourselves. We're less busy than we probably have been, the majority of us are. And so in that opportunity lies us seeing ourselves in a way that we never have before. So do your inner work. I'd definitely say that's got to be number one.
Yeah. Number two?
Number two, I would say it's a really important time to be moving your body. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. If you're in a relationship, and I also suggest if you're in a relationship where you're cohabitating, is it's actually move your body separately to do this by yourself in solitude, not isolation, but solitude. Mm-hmm. And you want to move your body for a number of reasons. It's really important that you're releasing dopamine. You know, your healthy hormones are moving through your body. You also have a focus point. So there's having a daily routine of moving your body gives you structure and routine. In times of uncertainty and challenge, we need structure and routine because it helps us have certainty, helps us feel better about who we are, and it gives us something to look forward to as well. But also physiologically, we feel better after we exercise and move our bodies. Now, if you don't have access to a gym, which most people don't, you may have to just do some calisthenics. Maybe it's dancing, maybe it's not just moving your body, but you're engaged in some fitness activity that elevates your heart rate, that challenges you physically, and that helps you overcome some challenges, because that in and of itself is super healthy as well. It gives you a very real reference point that you're capable and able to move through different challenges, which has a carry-on effect to dealing with uncertainty like we're facing now. So move your body, it's just really important. You'll feel better and you'll feel more grounded and connected. I would also take this time to point number three. And there's so many points. I feel stripped away that you only give me three. And even, you know what, if you gave me five, I'd want seven. That's just how. So I would say, and this is actually specific to relationship. So if you are cohabitating with someone, you're quote unquote stuck with someone. I hope that you don't see it that way, that you're stuck, but ask each other five meaningful questions every day. Get to know each other at a deeper level. So this is if you're with your children, if you're with your partner, if you're in a family dynamic. Every day, get together and ask yourself, you know, it can be three questions, three to five questions every day that you want to know about that person. It could be something with regards to what they're feeling in that day, but let them be seen and heard, and allow yourself to be seen and heard, because this type of intimate sharing where we're witnessing each other in a non-judgmental way, where we're experiencing each other and we're acknowledging each other, we're respecting each other, we're validating and approving of each other in a healthy way, can mean a great deal in times of panic or in times where, you know, if you're doing that inner work, stuff's going to be coming up and you're going to want to be relying on healthy individuals to mirror back to you what you're experiencing and give you a new perspective. Now, you know, your partner or your family members aren't your counselor or your therapist. However, we're relational beings, and it really helps that we can be asking ourselves meaningful questions and asking each other meaningful questions and sharing in that way. And guess what? If you're living by yourself and you don't have that family dynamic, jump on Zoom, jump on FaceTime, share, you know, ask those questions with friends or a family member or someone that's important to your life to help you just to know more about the people in your life that matter, and also to have honest and earnest reflections about who you are in the world too.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
What's up? I'm doing good.
What are your top three suggestions on how we can thrive during this lockdown period?
One of the biggest things is non-judgment. So it's important to know that, you know, you're going to have a great day and like horrible days and confusion and clarity, and it's going to be all over the board, especially in any transitional time. And we're collectively going through a transition right now. So that's to be expected. It's just important that you don't judge yourself in that, so you can allow yourself to navigate it a lot more smoothly. Breath body creation. So making sure you're moving your body, making sure that you're like actually breathing deep, because we're not, you know, within quarantine, we're just kind of sitting alone. So making sure you're doing something to get your blood flowing every single day, whether that's stretching, whether it's yoga, doing some workouts or something. Deep breathing and literally just like returning to breath work is really important. And then also doing something to create every single day. So whether that's art or music or poetry or like, you know, maybe starting a business, like whatever it is that you want to create, you got to be in that creative space, because so many people are looking for motivation, and motivation's very fleeting, especially in a time like this where there's just so much mundaneness. And you actually want inspiration, which is a lot longer lasting. And you get that by being in a space of creation.
Hey, Nicholas.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you give us your top three tips of how we can look after our mental health during this lockdown period?
So step one is to surround yourself with people who are positive, who are optimistic, who are finding the way forward, who have that inner certainty, right? A lot of times we're with people that are fearful, that are bringing us down. And so I'm here, as you know, I'm stuck here in Panama with a good buddy of mine, and we are positive all day long. And to be around someone like that, it's like lifts your spirits. So that's been an amazing game changer. And then I have mentors who are like, this is a great opportunity. Like, here's how we're going to take advantage of it, because I've purposefully put myself around those kind of people. So if you're around people who are fearful, who are afraid, that's the number one thing you can do, is just change who you're around and you'll start to become like them.
You mean around by, as in like communicate online with people who are?
Yeah, totally. You gotta do the best with what you have, right? So first of all, like if I'm around someone that's negative, I'm always, you know, I study and teach influence. So I'm always like, how can I influence and how can I change their state? That's probably a topic for another discussion. But I'm on Zoom calls with people. I'm reading books from people. I'm reading posts from positive people. And the people that are negative and fearful, I just take them out of my feed. So I don't have to be around them. Number two is you have to find a way to quiet your mind, right? That mind, that chatter, that's going to bring up fear. And so it's really important to go back into your meditation practices, whatever those might be, and to find that silence, that singular point of focus, whether it's your breath, whether it's an idea, whether it's stillness, and just sit with it, right? And just let, like I teach my antenna theory of emotions, and it's almost like you're letting all of that static energy out of your body so that you can find stillness and quiet the mind. And so I've been going back into that practice, doing breath work around it. And then you just sit and you just be, and you start to lose all of those programs, all of the fear that you pick up along the way throughout the day. And I think, you know, again, it's nothing mind-blowing new ideas, but that practice of meditation, going into that stillness, having the discipline to sit and to show up every day, maybe twice a day, depending on your needs. I think it's a game changer for this environment right now.
Yeah, totally.
So the third one, which is something that I've been revisiting lately and had the most powerful impact, and it's my incantations. Some of you, it's affirmations, whatever it is. So I've anchored myself to different music. And so what I do is I put my headphones on, and I'm right here on the beach. I'm blessed for that. And I go out under the moonlight. I got my my music blasting. I have some smells that I'm anchored to, and I'm just on the beach marching, and I'm telling myself how I want to be, how I want to show up, like it's already happened, right? And so I'm doing that. I've been doing that 45 minutes in the morning, 45 minutes at night. And so I'm back into that, the intensity, like every word you say in your incantations, you say with so much presence and so much purpose that it starts to become you. And then throughout the day when I'm having these limiting thoughts, I get these like empowering thoughts. They just like kick in because I've trained them in there. And so here's a few things that I do. First of all, when I'm doing an incantation, I always say, I have always been radiantly healthy, fabulously wealthy, confident. I've always been disciplined. And by telling yourself, I have always been, your brain is always creating stem cells and making new neural connections. So you're training your neurology to remember that you've always been this way. Most of us, how we've been in the past is stopping us from moving forward. We keep living in those past programs. So by telling yourself, I have always been confident, I've always been strong, I've always been this, I've always been joyful, I've always been generous, that starts to train your mind. And if you do it enough, the stem cells start to turn into to myelin and new neural connections in your brain that change your identity. So that's the third thing I've been diving into with a ton of intensity lately, and it's been paying big dividends.
Hello, my name is Aurel Hug, and I'm going to give you my top three tips of how to thrive during this lockdown. Number one is to dance. Play music that inspires you, motivates you, that uplifts you, that brings out emotion in you, and move your body freely. Move your body in the way it wants to, intuitively just move it with the music. If you can, sing to music as well. This is so powerful. And don't be so serious about it. Let yourself be loose. Let yourself be silly. Allow yourself to laugh. Allow yourself to express any emotions that come up. Number two would be spending time in Mother Nature. Create a bond and get really close with Gaia. Go to the beach or go into the forest. Go somewhere that's away from traffic, away from cars, and really ground yourself in the elements of nature. And number three would be to educate yourself. Educate yourself about what is happening in the world right now. Listen to other people's perspectives, not just what you hear on the mainstream media, and use that knowledge that you have to inform other people as well. Use your social media to help educate others on the information you are studying and you are learning. And don't only study about politics or this pandemic. It's important to study and educate yourself on how to take care of your health, how to boost your immune system. And when you learn that, that gives you strength, that gives you more power and more confidence, and then you can live in a space that's coming less from a place of anxiety and fear. Once you strengthen your body mentally, physically, and spiritually, you will feel stronger, and that will give you power. Therefore, you can make more decisions from a place of love rather than a place of fear in your life. And those are my top three tips of how to thrive during this lockdown period.